Matthew chapter 9. Next he went on board the boat, and crossed over, and came to his own city. And along they came, bringing a paralytic man to him, lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic man, "Pluck up courage, my child. You have been forgiven your sins." Then at this, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Then Jesus, who had perceived their thoughts, said, "Why do you have evil thoughts in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'You have been forgiven your sins,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But in order that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then spoke to the paralytic man, "Arise and pick up your bed and go to your home." And he rose and went off to his home. And when the crowds saw it, they were amazed, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to men. Then, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew, sitting at the tax desk. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And it came to pass, as he was reclining in his house, that there were many tax collectors and sinners who had come, and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your master eat with the tax collectors and sinners?" But Jesus heard it, and said to them, "Those who are in sound health have no need of a doctor, but rather those who are ill. But go and learn what this means: 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice.' For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Then John's disciples came to him and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples don't fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Surely the wedding guests cannot mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. And no one puts a patch of uncarded flannel on an old garment, for its piece added will pull strands from the garment, and the tear will become worse. Nor does one put new wine in old wineskins, or else the wineskins tear, and the wine leaks out, and the wineskins will be ruined. But one puts new wine in new wineskins, and both are preserved together." While he was saying these things to them, it so happened that a certain governor came and worshipped him, and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her, and she will live." Then Jesus rose and followed him, as did his disciples, and at this point, a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhage for 12 years approached him from behind and touched the hem of his coat. For she said to herself, "If only I can touch his coat, I will be cured." But Jesus turned round and saw her and said, "Be of good courage, my daughter, your faith has cured you." And the woman was cured from that hour. Then Jesus went to the house of the governor, and seeing the flute players and the crowd wailing, he said to them, "Leave the room, for the girl has not died, but is asleep." But they laughed at him. Then when the crowd had been sent out, he went in and held her hand, and the girl arose. And the account of this went around in the whole of that district. Then as Jesus passed on from there, 2 blind men followed him, shouting and saying, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." And when he had come to the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, so let it be to you." And their eyes were opened. But Jesus admonished them sternly, and he said, "See that no one gets to know of this." But they went out and spread the account of him in all that district. However, while they were going out, it so happened that they brought to him a mute man possessed by a demon. And when the demon had been cast out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed and said, "Never before has anything like this been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casts out the demons by the ruler of demons." Then Jesus went around all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every sickness and every ailment among the people. But when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were distressed and tossed about, like sheep not having a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So entreat the Lord of the harvest, that he sends out workers to his harvest."